this week's parasha, Lech Lecha. So, Lech Lecha, Me'atzcha, Me'atcha, Me'beisivicha, Le'oretz Asher Reka. So, Abraham was told to leave his land, his birthplace, his father's house, to go to the land I will show you. And Rashi asks a question. Abraham Avinu already left his birthplace. He already left his land. And this is the end of Parshas Noach. It says, Terach took Abraham and Lot. So they were going to go from Ur Kasdim to Eretz Canaan. They went to Choran. So he's already not where he was born. So how come the Pasuk says, leave Atzucha, leave Moladatucha? Basavicha, yes, he has to leave his father in Choron, he should go to Eretz Canaan. But what's Atzucha and Moladatucha? They already left the Eretz of the birthplace of Avram, it's Ur Kasdim. So Rashi says he should go further away. Pasuk means, Hisrachik Odioter, go even further away. What's Pshat? He already left, what's the need to go even further away? Really go further away. Shemesh Shmuel develops a very beautiful idea. The idea is that there are two ways in which a person can serve Hashem. Or made another way to get the motivation to serve Hashem. There are two ways. Sometimes a person has a schus, he has internally, he has a fire inside, burning fire for Hashem. This Batsem, he says about the Kavod, that's why the land of Israel is called Ha'aretz. Ha'aretz. You know, they say, the Israelis say Aretz. Aretz. You're coming to Aretz. Hermes, the Pshad is because Aretz is Lashon Ratzon. Want. It's also Lashon Ratz, to run. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have a Ratz on, and you're running to Hashem Yisbach. Mamish running. You're Ratz. So you call Haaretz. The place where people are running for Hashem Yisbach. There's a person that's an internal. Eretz Yisrael brings it out. The internal fire we eat to serve Hashem, to do mitzvahs, to do good things, to be an Ish Kadosh. It comes out, that's the Lashon Eretz. So that's one level, Baruch Shem, the person is Zoche L'chach, that he has this internal drive. Amazing, Baruch Shem. However, unfortunately, a lot of times, a person can't turn himself on. He's, I don't know, he's alienated, he's disengaged, he's distant, he's cold, doesn't have a fire, he's mamish. Nebuch. Goes through the routines. Puts on his tefillin, but he mumbles. His davening is not avodah shebelev. So what's going to happen with such a yid? He's going to watch Nebuch go through life a robot, a zombie. Chas v'shalom. Banish shleilam. Make it so difficult for him. Make life so difficult. He's going to have to go to Hashem. He's going to feel, I have to break out of this. I'm mamish. This is terrible. I'm in an ice box. I'm in a freezer. So it's going to, this environment is going to become so against Torah and mitzvahs that he'll react, I want to have it. Because the teva adam, the nature of man is that the more you don't let him have something, the more he wants it. So it'll be so difficult for him to have Yiddishkeit. Now he's going to want Dafka the Yiddishkeit. People say, We see it in America. It's amazing. Mamish. We see in many cases, we see Bali Tshuva Mamish, two kinds of, but the so-called Bali Tshuva, and the guy, we should all be Bali Tshuva. But the so-called Bali Tshuva, we see two phenomena. Sometimes the guy, he wants to go all the way, he's so Mamish. He wants to go all the way from himself as a fire. Sometimes, he does a few little things. He met it from person, the guy invited him for a Shabbos. It's not lasting to change America. Or Achveis, he met a Bavitcher. Bavitcher gave him a pair of tzitzis. He wants to wear tzitzis. So, unfortunately, his parents, no tzitzis in us, not in our house, not by us. You can't keep one Shabbos. No, never. So, because they put up that resistance for a relatively small thing, now he's going to do it. Even though before he wasn't so excited. But because they said no, now he has to do it. Now he's going to go all the way. He's going to show them. Not just tzitzis, tefillin, mikvah, everything. So, that's the second derech. When there's a barriers, the barriers create the desire to do it. Avraham Avinu, he grew up in his first birthplace where he was, Ur Kasdan. He wasn't originally a believer. He grew up with Avodah Zarah. But then, the Rambam writes, when he was 14, I think the Rambam says, or some, there's a Gersa of 40, he started, or three, they're different Gersois. He started to think, started to ask questions. Is it really idols? Maybe there's something else. Maybe there's something stronger than the sun and the moon. So then, his father comes down so hard on him. Well, he's trying to upset the whole system. It's my business. I'm an idol manufacturer. What are you trying to do my business for me? And the king is puts him on a list of traitors and revolutionaries. He wasn't a revolutionary, he just wanted to understand something. So because the opposition became so strong, go all the way, Avraham Avinu says. I go all the way. I'm going to break every idol. I'm going to only worship Hashem. I'm going to convince everybody in the world they have to worship Hashem. He was reacting to the opposition. That was giving him his energy. It was very good. Hashem Yisbarach tells him, Lech Lecha Ma'atzecha. So the father, fighting in opposition is a very big madrega. It's big. To be in Golus, to be in New York and say, despite the treif streets of New York, I'm going to be in the Beis Medrash and I'm going to learn, I'm going to fight them. I'm not going to give in to them. My friends are going to 42nd Street, but I'm going to the Beis Medrash. My friends are going to the Nick game. I'm going to Shul. It's very good. But it's not the highest Madrega. Because this Madrega is a Madrega of reaction, of fighting opposition. It comes from a negative. Because Baruch Hu tells him, you did a lot. You did a lot in Golus. You broke a lot of idols. You convinced a lot of people. But it's not the highest Madrega. Lech Lecha Ma'atzecha. Rashi says, go even further away. In other words, physically you already left Ur Kasdan. I want you to change. I want you to go to the highest level of Avodas Hashem. I want it to be an internal fire. No one's opposing you. On your own, you should, because you want to do this. Where can you do this? In Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael will bring out the fire of the Yid. It's going to make the Yid want to do it on his own, not because there's opposition, not because he wants to make a point that he's independent. No, because he knows that this is it. This is it. Being close to the Ribono Shel Olam, doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, davening, singing, jumping, hugging the ground. He knows this is it. Not because there's anyone against him. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Lech lecha ma'atzecha, go away from the derech of Avodas Hashem Yisbarach, which is through the negative, fighting opposition, which is Nur Kazdim. I want you to go away. I want you to go to Eretz Yisrael, where your mamish flying. Mamish flying. So Mela, Shemesh Shmuel says, based on this, an incredible shot in a very difficult medrash, which is quoted in Rashi, not in this week's Parsha. Parshas, and later on in Sefer Bereishis, there's a really very difficult Rashi quotes a medrash. It says that Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to his brothers to see where they are, what's going on with them. So it says in the Pasuk, I think in the Pasuk in the Vayeshev, Vayishlocheu me'emek Chevra. Yaakov sent Yosef from the valley of Chevra. So right, that's what Pasuk says. To go to Shechem to find his brother. So Rashi asks, well, I mean, Chevron is an Emek, Chevron is in the mountains. The mountains in Chevron. Everybody knows. We're always there, we all know Chevron. It's the Har Yehuda. Not the Emek. The Emek is Tel Aviv, the coast. That's an Emek. That's the low part of Eretz Yisrael. This is the high part. It's the mountains which go to Yerushalayim. Why is it saying Me'emek Chevron? So Rashi brings down the Medrash. Me'etza Amuka shall osa tzadik shall cover b'chevron. So very, very deep. Emek can mean also amok, deep. A valley is deep. Rashi says, don't take the pasuk literally, this is the Medrash, take it figuratively. He sent him from the Emek, the deep idea of the tzaddik buried in Chevron. There was a deep idea that the tzaddik of Chevron, and that's what caused this deep Eitza, Amuka, deep idea of Avram Avinu, who's buried in Chevron. That was the reason Yaakov sent Yosef to his brothers. Well, Rashi doesn't, you don't know what Rashi's talking about. Avram Avinu died years earlier. What does have to do with Yaakov sending Yosef? So the Mefarshim say, this Medrash, the Mefarshim say, Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Avram Avinu, what should I do in the future if your children are going to start sinning? What should I do? What do you suggest I do? God said, you're living a certain lifestyle, Baruch Shem, Avdus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you help your children, Avraham Avinu is a teacher, teaches Yitzchak, Yaakov, and it goes on from generation to generation. What happens if, God forbid, at some point the Jewish children start doing Averus? What should I do? So Avram says, to Hashem is Baruch, he says, my advice is, send them into Golus. They're in Eretz Yisrael, they're doing sins, send them into Golus. So that's what Rashi writes. When Yaakov sends Yosef to the brothers, what's going to happen? They're going to send Yosef into Mitzrayim. It's going to be a Golus. It's going to be the beginning of the Golus of Mitzrayim. This is the fulfillment of Eitza Amukah of Oysa Tzadik, Hakov of Chevron. That great Tzadik who's buried in Chevron, Avraham Avinu, his advice was, if the Jewish people start to sin, there was sinas chinam. The brothers and Yosef were having sinas chinam, terrible avera. So therefore, the Eitza was, how will Hashem Yisbarach fix this? Send them into Golus. So what's Taka the Pshat? What's Taka this big Eitza? What's Taka? Why did Avraham Avinu pick Golus? Tells it like this. What was the cause of the Am Yisrael's Nepach Averus? They took their Judaism for granted. They took the whole fact that they're Yidden for granted. Yeah. Avada, we had Avram, we had Yisrael, we had Yaakov. Now we're 12 brothers. And we have different mitzvos. Nothing to be excited about. It's routine. What do we get excited about? He insulted me. He said this. I said this. Jealousies. He got himself a colored coat from Abba. I didn't get the colored coat. That's what bothered me. About. Why aren't you excited about your Judaism? You should be full of joy that Baruch Hashem, you're so different from the rest of the world. You have such a chance to serve Hashem Yisbarach, to be a real person, a holy Yid. That's what you should be excited about. Not that he got a coat, I didn't get the coat. Who cares about coats? Like Rabbi Yitzchak, when Rabbi Yitzchak was visiting, I forgot the other Rebbe. So he was there Friday night. So they put out the fish. And then someone, Rabbi Yitzchak, there were a few fish. There was silver, there was gefilte fish, and there was whole fish. So the waiter came to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Beditchev, and says, Rebbe, which fish do you like better? I'm going to give you the portion you like. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, took his hands and took two plates of fish, the gefilte fish and the regular fish. Which of these fish do I like? Threw them up. I like Hashem! That's what I like. What do you think made difference to me? Gefilte fish or the fish? I like Hashem! And fish went all over the room. That's maybe your song. That's the same thing. If you like Hashem, you have no time for Nashkite. I like this, I like that, he likes this, he likes that, jealous, argue, who cares about that? Who cares? There's a burden of Shalai Lam. Mamish, I'm in love with him. He's taking care of me and the whole world. I want to be a better person. Who cares about these foolish things? Who cares about cell phones interrupting a shiur? So, maybe I should talk and answer the cell phone because it's my daughter. Anyway, so that's why the Shvatim, they were somehow they took their Yiddishkeit for granted. That wasn't so important. They were important. It's foolish. Everyday foolish issues that people get all excited about. Caused chatoyim. This caused chatoyim. The ikachet was the lack of simcha in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the ikachet. The ikachet was the lack of hislavus and energy in being a yid. That was the ikachet. Remember that sinas chinam. So the Rambam writes that it says in the Tochacha, in the Kisavo, it says, why does God punish us with all these punishments? Tachas asher lo avadeta es Hashem lokecha b'simcha. If you don't have the simcha, the avodas Hashem, you're going to have all the punishments in the world. Why? Because you're not going to have a simcha. You're not going to have a simcha. You're going to start forgetting about your Yiddishkeit and start getting involved in the foolishness that people get all excited about. And it's in Tmachloikasin, and kinna and covered and taiva and all the foolish things that people run after because they're not into simcha and avodas Hashem is bar. So they get all excited about other things. No, excitement is only avodas Hashem, like Reb Levi Yisuk says. But this is not a chassidish thing. The Rambam writes it in the end of Hilchos Yontif that this is the main mitzvah of the Torah: simcha, hislavus. So Mamela, since the brothers didn't have hislavus, they weren't mislived, they weren't excited over what they learned from Abba, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They took it for granted. A routine. Wake up, fall out of bed, drag myself to a minyan, and my eyes are closed. Mumble jumble Kriya Shema, mumble jumble Shemoneh Esra, call to the shiur, fall asleep in shiur. What do you expect? What's going to be? Nebuch, what's going to be? So, that's why they got into the whole thing with Yosef. So Avraham Avinu said, long, long time ago, to Rabbeinu Shlomo, if my children and offspring start taking the Yiddishkeit for granted, take it away from them! They can't create their own internal energy of simcha and islavus to serve Hashem on their own. Take it away, what they have, take it away. They'll be so broken that they can't have what they want, that they'll become excited to get it back. If they can't serve Hashem with the koach of Eretz Yisrael, the koach of simcha, of rutz, of running to Hashem, of Eretz, send them to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim power will take everything away. They wouldn't be able to do bris milah. They wouldn't be able to eat kosher food. Oh, now they want it. Now they would want to have a bris milah. Now they want to have kosher food because they're taken away from them. Very deep eitzah of Avraham. If you can't do avodas Hashem in a positive simcha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it very difficult. And then you're not going to want to do it. So Ramela, he says, Avada, so he quotes here at Rabbi Kavot, there's a certain Rebbe called the Hela Geid, Yehudi HaKadosh. He was a Rebbe, he was, I believe, was a Talmud of the Kotzker. So the Yehudi HaKadosh said, a person has to have every day more excitement, more simcha, as if today he converted from being a goy to a yid. Yesterday I was a goy, now I'm a yid. Every day a person wakes up in the morning and says, wow, Jewish. Yesterday I was a goy. There's a simcha. More simcha every day, up and up and up. That's what he, and the Shemesh Shmuel Lake Su, a chiddush, we'll soon see, he says it, Shabbos, so Shabbos, we have two kinds of, the Gemara itself says that there are two levels of the Kedusha of Shabbos. There's a Kedusha of Shabbos, Shabbos night. It's good. And another Kedusha of Shabbos by day. The Gemara says that the Kedusha of the day is more than the Kedusha of the night. If you have, let's say, a small amount for covered Shabbos, you should put it mainly by day instead of at night. The covered of the Yom is higher than the covered of the Laila. So Shemesh Shmuel explains that Shabbos like this. Because the Laila, why does a person get so excited over Shabbos Friday night? Because he left Chol. The Chol is so bad. The whole week, Nebuch, full of such a distance from Avodas Hashem Yisbarach, so many obstacles I have during the 6 days of the week. I get to Friday night, Shabbos, I'm Amish Machaya, Amish Machaya. I'm running away from the Chol. The Chol pushed me into the Kodesh. That's the level of Friday night. That's called the level of Shama. Shama. It's a negative. It's a negative way to get into Shabbos. So I'm getting away from the Chol. Shabbos morning, it's Zoch. It's positive. Shama is negative. Make sure you don't make any mistakes. Zoch is positive. Discover the Kedusha of Shabbos. So during the day, we have the higher Madrega. We have the positive level of Shabbos. It's like the difference between serving Hashem in Chutz La'aretz and serving Hashem in Eretz Yisrael.
Is that why the Hasidim focus on Shal Shittus?
It's
the last meal.
Right, you go through the day, you get higher and higher and higher because the positive energies are coming out. So the highest level of the day is the Shal Shittus meal. That's the last thing you do before marriage. So he quotes again the Yehudi HaKadosh, the Hela Geid, said that for him Shabbos, if you, when you compare Shabbos day to Shabbos night, it's like again Kodesh and Chol. He gets so high Shabbos day that Friday night is like a weekday in comparison. Hindsight. because he's not getting the Kedusha from a negative escape from Chol. He's getting the Kedusha from the positive quality of Shabbos day. Says basically, he says a thought, and maybe this explains something that the Medrash says. The Medrash says, why is a bismillah on Shmini? Why did Torah say bismillah on the eighth day? Because first the baby should go through a Shabbos. So he says a thought that the difference between Avodas Hashem on the Shabbos and the Avodas Hashem of bismillah. The Avodas Hashem of the Shabbos, that we said, is a fire from inside. It's especially Shabbos day. It's an internal energy. The Kedusha of Bismillah is Bismillah's removal. It's a reaction to something no good. You cut off the skin, which is no good, the olas, and it's not good. You stay away from Averis. The idea of Bismillah is Sur Meira. The idea of Shabbos Kedush is Asay Tov. So Mamela, the baby has to first have the Shabbos. The baby should have both, the baby should go through both levels of Avodah. First the Shabbos. Hopefully this baby will have the Kedusha of Shabbos. He's going to have an internal energy to serve Hashem. And then, after Shabbos, the eighth day, then he gets the sumer, he should serve Hashem by cutting away the orla, cutting away the skin, which is no good. So anyway, to sum it up, this Torah, we'll say more Torah, but to sum it up, this piece is that there are two ways to get the motivation to serve Hashem as well. One is internal, to unleash my internal fire, which is burning there and just waiting to be unleashed. And the other way is to react against the negative environment, which is fighting Hashem. And I don't like it, so I fight back. It's like a difference between Asay Tov and Sur Meira. Do good or get away from the evil. That's the difference between serving Hashem in Chutz La'aretz, serving Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz, the big thing is to fight the outside. The outside is against it. They don't want Hashem. We're going to do it anyway. We're definitely going to do it even more. Because the more you're against me, the more I'm going to be Jewish. The more they say, become a guy, I want to be a Yid. That's the Bechina of Eretz Hashem in Chutz La'aretz. Come to Eretz Yisrael, that's Mamash Asay Tov. We're not fighting anybody. That's all sweet. Mamash sweet. Eretz Zoras Cholav Udvash. It's a sweet land. There's no opposition. Come into the land and fly. Serve Hashem with your own kochos and nefesh. The person comes to the kaisel. Everybody of us was at the kaisel. You know when you're by the kotel. You're not reacting to Golas America. You're flying in Israel. You don't need, forget about America. You're not in your mind, but clouds. America doesn't exist. You're by the kotel. You're with the Ribbono Shel Olam Mamash. You're flying with him. So that's the koach of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael brings out the inside of the Yid that he should come out and be a fire for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Golos and Eretz Yisrael. That's the difference also between serving Hashem during the Chol, 6 days of the week, and serving Hashem on Shabbos. 6 days of the week, it's a fight against Sur Meira. I got to fight the evil. The evil is trying to get me. I'm going to knock it out. Shabbos, there's no evil. There's no Shlechts. There's no Ra. Shabbos, only Kulo Tov. Shabbos, only good. Serving Hashem from the side of Tov. And that's the difference also between Shabbos and Bismillah. Bismillah is Sumira, fighting against the opposition, not giving in. Shabbos is a Seito, is the Kedusha of Shabbos. So both sides, I'll take a little break now. I want to see what my daughter gave me a call, what she wants to talk to me about. And we should be Zocher. Unfortunately, we're in Golus. But this Golus we can defeat. We're defeating it. We are defeating it. We're knocking it out. Baruch Hashem, you see, guys from all over the world, all over America, coming to Yeshiva. They're fighting the Golus, fighting the bitter environment out there. They're just saying, no, you can't be a Yid, you can't be holy, you have to be like us. We say, no, we're going to be a Kaddosh, we're going to be Kaddosh in America, we're going to be Kaddosh in New York, we're Kaddosh in Washington Heights. Amazing. Can we have Kaddosh in Washington Heights? Very good. But we want to be Zocher. We all want to be Zocher to go to Eretz Yisrael. Like Avram Avinu, he was doing great things in Golos. He was doing great things in Ur Kasdim. He was knocking out the idols and making people religious and even beating the king of Nimrod. And Hashem Yisbach says, it's a great thing he did. He did it for 75 years. And Hashem says, now, the next 70 plus years, the next years, go to Eretz Yisrael. There you'll serve Hashem. Cholav u'dvash. They'll be sweet. Not fighting anybody. You see, in Eretz Yisrael, the people who live in Eretz Yisrael tell Avram, Nesi Elokim atah b'secheinu. We love you. You're so wonderful. Not like by Nimrod, Nebuch. Nimrod was trying to kill him. Nimrod Kazim. That was the Golus. That was Chutz La'aretz. So Chutz La'aretz, there's a the Chitzonim. The Kochos of the Sitra Achra have a Shlita. Very powerful. And they fight the Yid. But the Yid fights back. That's Avraham Avinu in Golus. But to come to Eretz Yisrael, there the Sitra Achra doesn't have any Koch. There the Koch is at Rabbonu Shlolem. Ein Hashem Elokecha Bo. Vereishas Hashem Ach. Only Hashem is Bo. No Malach has anything to say about Eretz Yisrael. Malachim can speak about Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael, only Hashem himself. Hashem himself, it's only good. You don't have to worry about a Malach, a good Malach, a bad Malach. Forget about the Malachim, then Chutz La'aretz. In Israel, it's only Ein Hashem Elokecha Bo. Hashem himself. Mela, it's Hashem himself. It's only good. Mela, there, a person gets such amazing. He's able to open up, to tap in to the deep, deep reservoir of spiritual energy, love for Hashem, love for Am Yisrael, love for Eretz Yisrael. He's able to fly mamash. So, Vada, we, unfortunately, we're Golus. We should know we should be like Avram. It's a first stage. It's a first stage. First stage is very difficult, and the person who does it is a great, big madrega, very big. He's able to fight a golus. A golus, I mean, not just physical. He's fighting the ruchnius of this golus, the tumor of this golus. But then he'll be zoche. We'll all be zoche. Mirtz Hashem. We'll be zoche for Eretz Yisrael. If we get to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be zoche for the highest madrega of kedusha. In Eretz Zavas Cholav u'Dvash. Of an Ein Hashem Lokecha Bo Mereish Hashanah Ad Achru Shanah of a Gula Shalem Amen. Now let's sing a Niggun. I'll make a little phone call and then we have a